Hey everyone, welcome back to my page called Mold Resolve, the serial version of you. And today I'm going to tell you about the topic called social science theory, which are related to some principle and which is used in social group work. Like we all know, social science theory is always in a fluid state and it keeps changing and evolving also. So the principles of social group work too will keep changing in the tandem with our progressive experience and many discoveries of new insights in the social group work. So there were some methods of social work, like different authors have outlined different principles and different kind of thinkings which are from time to time, and also will outline the principle which are propounded by the authors. So reflecting the earlier and the modern day thinking, I will tell you about the principles which are related to social group work. So when we see that in 1948, Mr. Tracker wrote a great length about the principle of social work and his famous book called Social Group Work, where he tells about the principle and practice, which is still read widely. And I think there were 10 principles of social group work, so which was written by Mr. Tracker. So in brief, I want to discuss with you all, like when we see there is a first principle, which is about the planned group formation, where the social group work process used as a medium for providing services to the individuals. And the formation of group is some kind of prerequisite of a group formation, or just for a group worker. So whether a group worker works with group and they have already functioning or formed their own group, so they should be aware of certain factors while forming a group, so their group become a positive potential and also for individual growth. So when you see a group has formed in a planned way before initiating the group work process, and that was the thing which explained by Mr. Tracker. So I can say this principle some type like which comprises some fundamentals, like when we look for group individuals, there are different evolving and developmental and ever-changing influences upon the behavior of individuals. And also the group in social work must possess elements of conscious or design the plan. So according to group workers, they should not seek to require all groups to be like, or not expect them to meet identical needs. And afterwards, the group worker's skill will be evident in a way so they can give their aids at the point of group formation. Like in India, group formation can become a difficult exercise as a people they may lack the motivation to join a group, and also may do so after some kind of persuasion. So the group worker must have the skill to deal with the resistance kind of members, and also the group worker should be equipped with an we can call it in-depth understanding. So the client population will pay attention to interpersonal compatibility and other factors such as age, caste, gender, also some socio-cultural background. So when we see on second principle, like there is a specific group formation, like when we talk about specific objectives of individuals and group development, then must be so conscious, like formatting by the group worker in kind of harmony or with the group visas and capacities, in the keeping with the with agency function. So the group workers should help the members achieve the overall objectives of the social work through their own specific objectives and which are the assets to individuals to grow and change. And afterwards, the supplement emotional and social nourishment, promote democratic participation, and it also remedy individuals the social disorganizations. So when agencies and their workers must be aware of that, what people want from the group experience and also how they help them to get it. So when we see further, like a group worker who recognize the need or formulating some specific objectives for individuals and also for group becomes purposeful, then if unfocused worker, or you can say like a worker is not focusing on their work, they make the group work in a plan than a haphazard exercise. So there were objectives like becoming a controlling force to the life of the group, and also you could call the group workers to have clarity about the specific goals that he or she wants to achieve. And they also give some kind of benefits, is hoping the members to get it. So when we talk about the expectations, like the inspiration or the aspirants of the members should also be given due to weightage while formulating or giving some objectives and activities which was planned accordingly. So I hope you must listen to this principle and you will get to know well about the principles of group formation. So stay safe and thank you.